Good morning. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and I'm joined in the studio by three very special people, and I mean special in a way that they are magnificent and awesome, and they are part of Centuries. They are the actors in the performance of Centuries, which I can boldly say is a folk opera. And well, they instructed me on that. Well, gave me some inspiration on what to call it, because it's not generally a play. It's more of a performance. And as you told me, all the dialogue all is sung. So step on up to the mic and tell me all about it, Kate.
It's entirely sung through. It's 70 minutes of music straight on. So it'll be a good time.
Really? Now, Matthew, did you write all the music?
The three of us wrote everything together.
You did?
Yeah, we were longtime collaborators who've worked at the Ingram Center for the Arts quite a bit.
Oh, cool.
So they invited us to come up last year. We started kind of ideating around November of last year and then really began writing in April.
Wow.
So it's a new show, mostly new music, and the story is new. We wrote it, all three of us together.
That must have been totally challenging and exciting all at the same time. Yep. Because you're creating a story, you're writing. So you had to have at least some kind of a character study beforehand and then figured, well, how do we present this? And you did it through song? Explain.
Yeah, so we... This
is Raina.
Hi, I'm Raina. Yeah, we actually, at the beginning of our process, wrote... It was going to be, you know, just a more traditional play with text and
with dialogue.
With dialogue.
Talking back and forth.
Exactly. And that was the space that we developed a lot of the characters. And then we had this moment where we were like, let's musicalize every bit of it. And so we spent the next bunch of months.
Some of my favorite performances and things to watch are when there's, and I know this is not your formula, but when there's like dialogue and then just out of nowhere they break into song. That fascinates me. But this is something a little bit different, which sounds entirely cool, like kind of like the play Once, which they did, everything was musical, all the parts and all the dialogue was musical. So creating the characters, and then they all have little themes, which is kind of cool. So how did you come up with all this stuff?
We have a really unique process. We agreed on an outline and these characters together. And what's so amazing about having three singer-songwriters collaborate, yeah, is that we could all kind of surprise each other. And it wasn't just one person did the music and one person did all the lyrics. We kind of really each brought a different fractal of our personalities and our styles to this piece, and then brought it all together in this sort of very unique constellation, I would say.
Wow. So it sounds absolutely an interesting concept. Tell the folks what the storyline is about. Matthew.
So we're following a kid in the Midwest as he's packing up his parents' house and getting flashbacks into the beginning of his parents' relationship. And they're in a small Midwestern town.
There's nothing more stressful than packing.
Right. So that's our entry point, is that very stressful
idea. Yeah, tempers are flaring, boxes are flying,
exactly,
and things are being thrown out that you love.
Exactly. So that's our entry point. And we're getting flashbacks of his parents as they're getting married and going through the beginning stages of their relationship and seeing the kind of disparity between their experience in the 80s in this Midwestern town and his experience in the present tense.
Mm. Wow. And now tell me, is it a love story? Is it a comedy? Is it noir? Explain.
It's all of it, I think. There are love stories. There are funny moments. We move from these personal relationships to the outer view, kind of a collective experience of also, you know, seeing how the landscape has changed in these suburban areas, and these move from, you know, more small town, mom and pop, local based life to malls and this kind of like suburban American landscape that we're all familiar with. So it's many things inside of this 70-minute container.
When you collaborate and write this, are there things inside your head that you want to express, like symbolism and maybe a deeper meaning to the characters and the songs?
Yes. So I think sometimes we're working intuitively and we're doing that kind of without thinking. And then sometimes we're very consciously, you know, Matthew might take a theme from a song that Raina wrote earlier in the show, and then that might return later. So if it's not explicit, it may, the audience will still have a felt sense of that kind of return and what that means and what that evokes for them.
Wow. So that's really interesting. And again, must be really challenging to create the characters.
Yeah, I think it's great to have three heads.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I guess three heads are better than one.
You get to share the burden. And I can't underscore enough how much the Ingram Center of the Art specifically gave us the time and space to make sure this happened. Yeah.
How cool.
They were like instrumental in this being developed, and it wouldn't have happened honestly without them. So and we didn't know what we wanted to make truly when they invited us up there. It was like, really? What could this be? We didn't really have a plan. We got to sit down and be like, what do we actually care about?
So you really created this out of thin air.
Right.
Very
and,
cool.
Got to be guided by the things that we are thinking about and caring about and hope other people are thinking about and caring about. And it's really
And then thanks let the symbolism and the deeper meanings, let people figure them out themselves.
Absolutely.
Well, good. Yeah. That sounds great. Now, again, this being a world premiere concert event, do you have a full band? How is the musical accompanied?
Yeah, so we have an amazing group of eight singers. It's eight of us together. Matthew's on piano for the majority of the show, and then we also have two guitarists. So it's really kind of a folk acoustic choral sound, which we're all like so thrilled and excited about. We all love singing so much and singing in harmony. We started as kind of just singing together and that joy, so now we've expanded it to...
And when it comes to harmonizing, who are some influences? Like, where do you go?
That's a really good question.
I don't know. You two might have more influences. I really just sound like the three of us. It's hard to say. It comes quite naturally to us. So I don't think we're expressly citing any touchstones. Do you agree or not?
Yeah, I know. I grew up doing choir a lot.
Wow.
And we've talked about this a good amount, but it's like, as we've gotten older, it becomes more like solo projects. You're a singer-songwriter, you're alone at the piano, and like really what all you want to do is sing with other people in a choir. And so we've been like really aching for an excuse to make something where we could just sing with a choir again. So I'm personally thrilled that that's what we're doing.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And now the three of you, when you work together, do you know where your voices are, or do you switch up? Like maybe Matthew singing a high part as opposed to a lower part, anything like that?
We do move around. I think sometimes we're actually singing in a like all in a similar range, and then depending on the song, we'll find the harmony part, but the parts are all very close. We're not you know, in this context we've expanded to arranging for a baritone and, you know, higher and lower ranges, but in the terms of the three of us, we'll really kind of move in and out of different parts.
That's interesting, because, you know, a lot of times it's like, nope, this is my register, here's where I sing, this is my register, you know, and everyone stays kind of in their same range. But it's very cool when you have talented people who can differentiate different parts, and it's cool when the voices make a chord and actually separate the notes by octaves. And it's very cool when there's harmony singing and it's choir-ish, and a lot of voices are blending. So this sounds great. Centuries is kicking off this Friday night, 7 o'clock show.
7 o'clock show, I believe, this Friday night.
And Ingram Center for the Arts.org. You can get tickets. And How big is this space?
It's wonderful. It's quite lovely and intimate. I think the house is 70 to 80 people, but it's just a beautiful space. If you've never been, you should really come. Yeah. It's a gem in the area.
Well, it's an intimate space to see up close and personal. Very cool concert world premiere production. It's a musical storytelling experience following a family over two generations, exploring how landscapes and people change with time. Just encompassing what they have told me over the course of this conversation. So don't miss Matthew, Kate, and Raina performing Centuries with a couple other very talented folks. It kicks off Friday at 7 o'clock. There's multiple times and performances. So it's running October 25th through November 3rd. Friday shows are at 7. Saturday, the 26th, there's a 5:30 show. Saturday, the 2nd of November at 2 and 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3. So don't miss out. Visit AncrumCenter.org and get tickets for Centuries. Are they very reasonably priced?
Yes, I actually think there's a range. There's sponsor tickets and there's regularly priced. So just come. Just come out.
That's
and
it.
Say hello.
Come on.
Come say hi.
Well, the Ancrum Center is a charming place in the middle of charming nowhere. And that's the way we like it. So please, it is a destination. You have to really want to go there. And trust me, when you get there, you'll be happy you made the trip. Plus, you'll get to see an incredible production of Centuries. And I'm really, you sold me. It sounds absolutely interesting. It sounds up my alley. And it sounds like from the minute folks walk on the stage, you're singing. So that's kind of cool. You don't have to wait for them to out of nowhere break into song. You're already doing it. But that is a fascinating thing when you could see that happen. But folks, to see an entire performance of Centuries where all the interaction is musical, you don't want to miss this. That's what it's all about. Thank you, folks, for putting the show on and for doing this.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and here's some words from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Dr. Jeff.
And Dr. Maureen Villelmo.
Today we want to talk to you about biology.